Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazza.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:31 on a Friday morning. It is a Friday morning, and that can only mean one thing.
Can you hear my rubbing hands?
I can hear your rubbing hands, yes.
Food time. Food club with Jamie.
Well, hello.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. You seem a lot chirpier. This is the chirpiest Friday morning we've seen
I'm
you.
I'm getting used to it, you know.
Yeah,
I
can tell.
Having about 6 or 10 pints the night before kind of keeps you awake the next morning, really.
Yeah.
So that's method madness, really. So, yeah, I brought Graham, my sous chef at Bedford Lodge Hotel, along with me to talk about his special dish, which is chicken liver parfait, pub classic, done in a fine dining way. Classically, it's cooked in a bain-marie, but this is done totally different, which Graham will explain to you. And also, with the lead up to the Macmillan Hospital,
yes.
Macmillan Charity Morning,
mm-hmm.
I brought in a baked cake done by Manuel and my pastry chef, who can't be here, but she's contributed this dish, which is one of her best dishes, so we'll talk about that as well.
Fab. They both look stunning. Do you know what's really funny, and I really should know this by now? When you said chicken liver parfait yesterday evening, I honestly expected a little splat, you know,
yep.
like a slice of it
yep.
on a plate with maybe a bit of cracker.
Nope.
I was stupid to think that, because looking at this, this is definitely a chicken parfait that I've never ever seen before. Like, the layout, the beauty of the dish is...
it's quite beautiful, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
That's a long way than scampi in a basket, isn't it? Which
yeah.
it used to be served in pubs. There is this, 'cause there was the survey not that long ago that pubs were going a little bit too far in the direction of fine dining. And nothing wrong at all with fine dining, but not necessarily fitting with the pub.
It depends how you look at fine dining, because my idea of fine dining is tablecloths, you know, really, you know, wear a suit, and that's fine dining to me. Now, the food, for me, is... It is what it is on a plate. Now, when I go out to eat, I want to have something that looks spectacular, tastes great, seasoned well, and, you know, I'm happy with that. I enjoy my comfort food, but I enjoy, you know, this is a starter and dessert, but they look great, and they taste great, and that's all I want when I go out. I don't want a slab of something that looks great because it's oxidised and it's not been, you know, covered by butter, so it doesn't oxidise like what you find with chicken liver. So, yeah, so, Graham, talk us through it, mate.
Yeah, morning. So basically it's a tweak on a classic, really. Rather than, as Jamie said, traditionally bake it in a bain-marie, we've actually done it in a food processor, which has a heat element.
So this is a Thermomix. This
yeah.
Thermomix is a gadget in the kitchen, which is actually used by students and housewives. And we've got it in the kitchen, and what we do is it has a heat element to it, and you can cook things in it. So it'll go up to 100 degrees, and it also mixes at the same time.
So that's sort of an upgrade from a food processor that I've got at home, isn't
it? Yeah, it's
it?
Fantastic. It's amazing.
Is it that sort of thing, because there's a whole other show, I guess, talking about kitchen gadgets, but are those sorts of things commercially available at
yeah.
all for people to buy in their homes?
Well, like I said, it's mainly for students and housewives.
Okay.
But this gadget will cost you about £1,200 brand new, which
wow.
is quite an expensive food yes. processor.
Yeah, so, just think of the points if you buy it in John Lewis.
It's certainly not something you could buy and then leave in your cupboard in the kitchen.
Yeah, you're going to need to use it, really. It's not like a toasted sandwich maker or anything like
that. It's got disco lights, so that's a bonus, isn't it,
really? Okay, I guess so. And Graham, it is something like that. Could you make it at home?
Definitely. It is quite a simple process once you've actually got the recipe. I mean, that takes probably 15 minutes to make.
Julian, your face, you look terrified.
I do look terrified. I don't know. I could try it.
What's this sauce that...
So we've got an apricot gel that goes with it.
Uh-huh.
Then you've got blowtorch figs.
Yeah.
Serrano ham shards, a tarragon bread Melba toast,
mm-hmm.
and then candy pecans.
Can I ask, how do you come up with the sort of creative way of plating that up? Like, that is very visually... It's quite stunning, and it's very arty. How do you do that?
A lot of it's trial and error. That's
okay.
not the first time that's been placed in
okay.
up, so,
But then we do tend to discuss it over, you know, when we come up with an idea, because me and Graham are like, Graham's my number one guy
mm-hmm.
I go to. What we do is we tend to go down the pub and discuss it over a beer.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. We call our office the pub.
Yeah.
And we talk a lot, basically. So we'll spend about 1 hour a week in the pub, and we'll talk about what dishes we're going to come up with, and then we'll go away from that, and then we'll be doing service at work, and then we'll be having banter in the kitchen, throwing ideas backwards and forwards. And then Graham will say something, and I'll just be like, just do it, will you? Just do it. And then Graham will come up with something spectacular.
Sounds very similar to our editorial meetings.
Yeah, that's what we do, yeah.
But yeah, well, so just talk us through the actual... Just talk us through the actual recipe, Graham.
Okay, so he's very roughly, it's lots of booze. So you've got a quarter of a litre of brandy in there, quarter of a litre of port, and a quarter of a litre of red wine. And that's reduced down with some red currant jelly.
Okay.
And then you blitz up your chicken livers, pour in your alcohol reduction, and then strain it so you make it very, very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you re-liquidise it with the heat on so it actually cooks it. And part of the beauty of it is it will stop it oxidising, because you've got no surface area on it, so that will stay a nice bright vibrant pink.
Right, so it doesn't lose its colour.
Yeah. We also use pink salt in it, don't we?
Yeah.
To also keep the colour in there.
Ah, is that the Himalayan pink salt stuff?
Yeah.
So I got some like in my bathroom.
Oh, really?
For purpose. It softens the water, it's very good to bathe in.
You got a cooker as well in your bathroom. So, yeah, but what I'm saying to you with chicken liver parfait, it can be quite a dangerous process because of how the bacteria forms and so on, but it has to be cooked over 75 degrees, definitely over 75 degrees. But I'm keeping that colour of that pinkness and that temperature is the key element to making a great chicken liver parfait. Now, if you go to a restaurant and you order a chicken liver parfait, and it's a very popular dish in restaurants, and it's grey, send it back.
Right.
Because that means it's oxidised, it's old, and, you know, you're talking about 2 days old.
Ooh.
And what I've always done, if I do serve a slab, is I've clarified some butter, and I've always put some rosemary and orange zest through the butter, and then just put that around the tureen, that we call it.
Yeah.
And then that stops it from oxidising,
right.
And it keeps it nice and pink,
so
really.
It seals it,
yeah,
almost.
So as you can see with this one, we've got butter on top.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can also see, there's a little bit of grey, it's a very little bit of grey. That's the oxidisation coming through, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then what have you got on top of it, Graham?
I smashed up pork crackling with some breadcrumbs through it, just to give it that little extra crunch. It's almost a take on the traditional toast you'd get with it.
It looks great, doesn't it?
It really does. Is that so popular dish in general?
In general, anywhere you go.
Popular dish at the restaurant in particular at the moment?
It's one of many dishes.
Mm.
Scallops is the most popular dish. Scallops, black pudding, pea puree. But this one is, I would say it's the second best one, sold.
Yeah.
Not by choice, really. It's just by what the customers want.
Mm.
But, you know, when they get it, they're like, wow.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
That's what we try to deliver as chefs, really, a wow factor. And that's what, you
they
know,
do
people
it.
Pay
well,
the money
done.
For. Yeah. Fantastic.
That's super. Right, we shall talk, move on to cake, shall we, in a moment or two. We'll do some travel. Alex reminds us, or says to us, please play some suitable running music to keep me going. Look, I'll just tell you about all the food. You can probably run here just as effective. That's CeeLo Green. Forget you. 8:47, Friday morning. Friday Food Club going on. Louise Wilson has just arrived as well. What is that Louise has brought you? I notice it says add to Prosecco.
So I went Italian as well. Come on.
So bubbles for Prosecco, strawberry and peach. So what are they? I don't know. Little juicy bubbles. They're just going to go add them to your glass of Prosecco. And I think they go to the bottom, add a bit of flavour.
Yes.
Pop
away. When they go in your mouth, they pop and give you a little burst of
flavour. Oh, so like one of those kids' sweets. What are they called now? Which you put on your tongue and it'll go poppy, poppy, poppy kind of thing.
Oh, it's not quite... Sorry, I'm far away from the mic. It's not quite like the crackle. Is that what you're...
Yeah,
it's more jelly-based.
Jelly-based.
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure. I saw Prosecco sales were down. Well, clearly not.
Well,
your...
I've been a bit busy recently, I have neglected the old Prosecco
you think
order.
You think that's affecting things. So Louise is here, Graham is here, and also 105 Chef Jamie. Now tell us about cake, which is the other thing, because I guess lots of people are thinking about making their cakes for the Macmillan Coffee Mornings next week. We're doing ours on Friday. And us two, Lucy and myself, have to make something. I don't know if we can make anything as beautiful as that, though. Tell us about it.
Well, this was made by the pastry chef Manuela at work, and it's Kirsch cherry cake with yoghurt crispy and white chocolate soil, mixed berry compote and chocolate rocks on the side. And Graham was telling me an interesting fact about the rocks.
Yeah, it's actually an Italian thing. They call them river pebbles, rather, come from Verona. So this is also... quite ironic, because our pastry chef is Italian, so...
Yeah. And I used to live in Verona.
Did you really?
Anyway, yeah, carry on. Sorry.
So, yeah, the case, you know, it's got alcohol in it. It adds lots of texture and flavour inside, really. So, yeah, it's just something that she came up with. I said to her, can you do something for that involved baking? Because we don't really bake much on our menu. Mm. And she just came up with this randomly.
Wow.
And, you know, this took her 5 minutes, really.
Really?
Okay. If people are thinking about making something for the Macmillan Coffee Morning, if somebody, say, hasn't got too much time, they really want to bring something along, what's genuinely quick and easy for somebody to do?
Victoria sponge.
Because it's literally all, like, the same weight.
Yep.
Get your eggs, weigh everything to the eggs.
Sorted. Mix it all together.
So I'm thinking I want to make several layers of a kind of rainbow cake, but that's just a basic sponge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is like the Victoria sponge thing, and just add food dye to it.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Or you could add some...
obviously a lot more complicated
Kool-Aid
than that,
to it, but... to add some flavour, so you can get... what's
that?
Kool-Aid, which is like just berries... and a food processor passed through a chinois. Add that to it, which is... how would you describe a chinois? Yeah, a sieve. Sorry.
I'm watching Lucy's eyes here going, what's he going on? Yeah.
But then also what you can do is when you get your different sponges, what you do is cut them in circles.
Ooh.
And so cut them into three different size circles, and then you layer it up on each other colour, put them all together like a normal sponge, and when you cut into it, you get a diced coloured sponge on the inside.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Yeah, quirky
Julian facts. We're so doing this.
Right, okay.
Now, why don't you come over to the hotel and we'll do it one day next week for ready.
The thing is, so if we have to serve it on Friday, what's the best day for us to bake it?
The day before.
Right, so Thursday...
Don't say get up early to do it, that's out of the question.
No, we're not doing that. We can't bake while we do this, no. Okay, well, we can explore that as well.
Yeah.
Had one more question. What if I want to do like a nice buttercream thingy between each layer?
Yes, so it's literally softened butter, ice and sugar.
Yeah.
And then you can add flavours to whatever you like. So you can add coolie, you can add cocoa powder, vanilla, anything really.
Okay.
My favourite's vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, brandy. Brandy butter.
That's the one. That's what we're doing.
Mince pie cake.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, thank you very much, guys, for coming in this morning. I'm sure we've given people some ideas for the Macmillan Coffee Mornings next Friday. Louise, what is coming up on 105 Today after 9?
Oscar Corney speaks to Tim Willett, and that's on the back of releasing his new single last Friday.
That is a cracking interview. If you haven't heard it, then, is really good.
Him. And also his performance over at the NMG Awards as well. And then eating insects, have you ever thought of that?
Eating insects?
It's all the rage at the moment, isn't it?
Eating insects on
Linda. So did I.
There's quite a few bees available.
Yeah, indeed, yes. Linda Ness explores the idea with Charlotte Payne. And then we have the latest entertainment news. And have a little bit of lovely news from Campus Sound over at Addenbrookes as well. So keep tuned in.
Oh, well, we shall hear that between 9 and 10 this morning. Louise is here with 105 Today. It's Friday, obviously means a Cure song, but not that one.